Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We love hearing from you. We love when you write us. We love when you call us. And we love when you even show up and visit us, you know, even on the Dream Center. We had Lori McKeeman come and visit us at the VFN Dream Center. And it was so exciting, just good to see her in general, but also to find out that she loves Israel. She teaches on creation around the world. She's grading papers while she's watching us. But also the fact that she goes every year to a volunteer organization to go support the Israeli Defense Force, the soldiers, which are very young.
To serve.
As a matter of fact, we're going to take you there now where you get to see, because we actually captured that interview for you. You could see Lori and realize this is what we think about you. We're so grateful for you. Everything that you're doing for the Lord, what you're doing for Israel blesses our heart. Take a look.
It's just so exciting, you know, to see people who understand Israel and love Israel. And when I heard about what you're sharing with me, that you go there and volunteer with IDF, Israeli Defense Force. And she serves. She puts on the
I sleep in the barracks. My son's a Marine. Cobra pilot.
So talk to us a little bit about that. I mean, what's that experience like?
Well, I go with a Jewish organization. Actually, I don't go with a Christian organization, but I am a born-again believer. And I go and I don the uniform, I wear the little hat, I even raise the Israeli flag in the morning. You know, we all take turns. I live in the barracks with the soldiers, the girl soldiers.
They're really young. Some of them, they're all different ages.
Start at 18. 18, Ken. That's in Hebrew.
And it's actually, and you use 2 years mandatory military services.
They've actually changed a little bit. It was 2 years for the females, 3 years for the males, and now it's a little bit different. But, you know, they can go on. And I actually learned Hebrew from an Israeli former IDF soldier here in Pensacola.
Wow.
And she was with the intelligence corps. Mm-hmm. At age 19, she was in charge of 70 soldiers. That's how fast you grow up in Israel. You know,
very mature compared to
America. Yes, they are very mature. And it's just a blessing. I do whatever they want. I've cleaned dumpsters. I've swept the streets. I've repaired communications equipment. I've reorganized the logistics bases where all the uniforms and equipment, you know, decide what's good, what's reusable, and witness when I can.
While you're there, we're actually broadcasting that other media would not broadcast what was really going on there. All the missiles coming in from the south, and the media wouldn't turn their cameras to what was actually going on. And we had a chance to share that story. We stayed on top of it until, you know, every way of things that happened, but we stayed on top of it.
Well, that's the Lord just keeps opening more doors for me, and every time I go back, I'm able to build on the relationship started. Mm-hmm. And a couple summers ago, a war widow adopted me. Mm-hmm. Her husband was killed in a 2002 naval operation, and then she's introduced me to her friends. Like, one's a brigadier general's widow who was killed in the Yom Kippur War. Mm-hmm. Another's husband was killed in the Battle for Jerusalem in 67. But I stay with the one, the first one, on the weekends, because I don't stay on the bases on the weekends. You have to find your own place over Shabbat.
So the weekdays you stay on
Kin,
the base.
Yes. And, but from her bedroom window in Beersheba, you can see the Iron Dome shooting down rockets. I haven't seen it myself because I'm in another room.
That's southern Israel.
Beersheba.
Yeah, that's right down there.
In the Negev.
Yes. I think they're the ones that get missiles in her house. And
Actually, we went to
Ashkelon.
We went to a kibbutz for a bat mitzvah of her granddaughter. And in Sardo, one hit while we were on our way. I didn't see it. You know, it's like, I always hear about these things, but the Lord,
You don't want to see that.
But, you know, there's so much you can do there. There's so much around the world that you can do. I mean, I've worked with Holocaust survivors. Mm. I've worked with handicap. I've done street ministry. I'm Avi and, you know, them at the Dig It. a little bit there. And just whatever the Lord opens up. And He always opens up something, and the people are not just curious anymore. They're hungry, like I was saying earlier, and they ask me very particular questions about the gospel.
You've seen the increase as things are building, that they're more curious about what's going on?
I always pray. You know, it seems like over the winter I really study, because I have to go from the Old Testament, Tanakh.
Right.
And it seems like every spring the Lord always gives me something. This makes it real alive to me from the Old Testament. And I know that somebody's going to come up and want to know about it. Right. And it happens every summer, whether it's awesome. Abraham's actual, you know, being the friend of God and God right. showing him his ultimate redemption
right.
through his time to sacrifice Isaac.
Right.
You'd be surprised how many, you know, they don't right. see that. They just think, oh, it's Abraham's obedience.
That veil is real, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's, yeah. you know, he just...
Sid Roth, did you hear what Sid was there and he met and he had
yeah.
everybody in the auditorium raise their hands, stood for salvation, which was a huge thing for sure. I would say maybe about 100, 200 folks. God was healing, he was doing different things, but that was pretty yeah. pretty amazing. I think that day's getting closer, you know?
Lord willing. I mean... You know, Yeshua HaMashiach, please return.
Please return.
Make it imminent.
I just can't believe, though, some of these things, like, it's just so blows your mind away. It's like, this is Israel's property, and you're sitting at the Western Wall, and you're looking on top, and it's like, why is there a Muslim dome over the, you know, right at the holy place, and the place, you know, it's crazy.
Have you been under the city? And
no,
the
I went to the left where it has, you know, the Torah and all that.
Next time you go under and take the tunnel tour and see the history and the wall and what's going on under there. There are the Jewish Orthodox women praying in the cubby holes, you know, constantly. That's what they do, praying for, you know, of course, they don't realize Messiah's come once.
Right.
Many of them.
Right. They dance around the wall praying for him to return.
Which is so much fun.
They dance in circles and they're actually asking for him to come.
Yeah.
So we are planning in 2018, the next year, we're working with having a tour from our audience to be able to go and experience.
Go. That's all I have to say is go.
Oh, I love
it. Go and spend your money. Make Israel's economy, you know.
There you go. It's tourism is the biggest, probably the biggest.
I don't know. There's so much. Technology is huge.
True.
Technology. Yeah. It's a startup nation.
We did a whole series, a whole week long, on all the good things that Israel's doing.
I think I saw part of that. I see when I'm grading papers.
You're a teacher?
Ken, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I teach creation science
all
over the world. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And you're talking about the Jewish people, and that's what God has put on my heart. I even work here a bit with the Jewish Federation. But yesterday I met in Montgomery with some missionaries to Morocco. And they work with Muslim people there because they are telling me that within maybe 50 years that the Lord tarries, that our nation here in the United States might be 50% Muslim.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but I'm not into that.
I'm not on board with that. That's one thing I was shocked about when I got to Israel was all the call to prayer from Islam. I'm like, no, that shouldn't be in the air here, but all through the air it's calling.
Well, you know, what's really sad, have you ever listened to some of those prayers in English? They're very heartfelt, very, you know, they realize that they are not right with God. I mean, but there's no salvation. There's no hope.
No
I
hope.
Mean, it's whatever Allah decides that day you die, I guess. I'm not sure, you know, because I don't have a big ministry to Muslims, though, you know, there are Arabic people there.
Right.
So when the door opens, you know, I walk through. You walk through every door to a soul.
Well, the very first thing we did when we moved into this particular studio from the last one was we had a ceremony or whatever, and many people came, leaders came, but it was Kristallnacht. We celebrated Kristallnacht by our local Jewish federation and church that's here.
The federation here in town?
Yeah, the temple. They presented as an act before God that we were so focused on Israel that we wanted to acknowledge Kristallnacht and what took place, and so we presented a crystal presentation to remember what happened. So it's really cool. I want to pray for you. We appreciate what you're doing. Could y'all raise your hands this way? Those that are watching, those that are here.
Thank you so much.
Father God, we just thank you for Lori and her love for you and her love for Israel, God. We just bless her, Lord, and her teaching about your creation, God. We bless her with divine encounters and finance and provision. We pray for her hands, Lord, as she touches these soldiers, God, that somehow, Lord, you would let us, our hearts go through her, Lord God, and your spirit, Lord God, that would touch them, God. They're so young, but yet it's so amazing what's happening in Israel, Lord. And we just bless her health. We bless her connectivity. We pray for divine connections. We pray for this teaching mantle even to move in the area of teaching the church about Israel, to have a compassion and a understanding about the reality and authenticity of our family that's there, Father God. And Lord, we just bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And we just speak shalom over her in Jesus' name.
That's awesome. God bless you.
God bless you.
That's awesome, huh?
That's so awesome. We love hearing from you. That was a great visit from Lori, and she's right in line with our heart, man. That's what we, you know, blessing Israel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.